I want to speak to Shauna, who's in this lane. Morning, Shauna.
Good morning.
Shauna, you indeed are with an interesting campaign in terms of what we're going to be doing with in relation to young people driving. 10 to 17-year-olds are going to be getting behind the wheel of the car. 10, indeed, I think at 17 you can learn to drive, but from 10 right up to almost 17, it's been launched in Northern Ireland for the first time. But Shauna, I'm hesitating here. People will know that I'm hesitating because I'm still trying to work out whether or not we've got the right surname for you, Shauna.
Yes, I'm afraid you have.
That's a heck of a surname. Do you mind me asking, do you have a partner? Have you any children, Shauna?
Yes, I do. It's my married name.
Mr. and Mrs. Nutter and all the wee nutters.
And all the little nutters, yep.
You know, growing up, were you familiar with Harry Enfield?
Yes.
We'll have to have a bit of... Boys in Nutter! We'll have to have a wee bit of Harry...
We've heard them all.
Harry Enfield before we go. For people who aren't familiar, here is Harry.
That bloke's a nutter. Oi, nutter!
Did you have to put up with all of that, Shauna?
I'm afraid I do, yes. I've got used to it now. We've been married quite a long time.
So tell me about these kids. Maybe their parents are nutters or are going to allow them behind the wheel of the car. How does this work?
Okay, so Young Driver is a driving scheme for 10 to 17-year-olds. So obviously it's illegal to drive on the real roads at that age. So the lessons take place in private property, but they are in real cars. So the drivers will be behind the wheels of a Vauxhall Corsa. And they're dual controlled and it's with a fully qualified instructor. And the lessons take very much the same kind of, exactly the same really as the ones you would take on the road at 17. So you're learning the same kind of manoeuvres, the same skills, the same techniques. And the idea behind it is very much about creating a safer next generation of drivers. So it's really based on safety. It's not about kind of dashing around roads or going really fast. It's about learning safely, and that there is research out there that proves that if you learn before you're 17 and the longer you learn for, the less likely you are to have an accident when you do go on to pass your test and you do go on to the real road. Because as I'm sure you know, that the accident rates for newly qualified drivers are just shocking. They're really high, and something has to be done about that.
It is interesting what you're saying on this Road Safety Week. Something absolutely has to be done to keep us all safer on the roads, regardless of how we're using those roads or what age we are. To introduce children to driving, I remember, you know, I'm old enough to have sat on my daddy's knee and steered the car on a country road. You know, you'd get arrested for it now, but we did do it way back in the, you know, as a wee kid in the 1960s, as a 2-year-old. You know, I remember sitting, you know, whether it was a public road or a laneway, I can't remember, but I can see looking through the steering wheel. Things that make us bulk with fear now that we would even have considered doing. So there will be, and this is filling my head with dread, there will be 11-year-olds, 10-year-olds actually driving the car in a very well-known car park in Dunmurry at the macro site. So I presume you get permission to do this. You close the whole thing off.
It's all closed, and there's a road system. We set up a road system in there, and we have areas for doing manoeuvres and areas for practicing parking and areas for practicing steering. It's all set out like a proper road system, so that youngsters get to experience things like roundabouts and junctions and things like that. And the great thing is that not only is this giving them a great insight in terms of being a driver, but it's also really good for them as pedestrians and cyclists, because they obviously can start to understand things like blind spots and spotting and stopping distances and things like that. So it really gives them a bit of an insight as well on how to keep themselves safe on the road before they're anywhere near getting behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah, and you can have a half hour or an hour at it. It just sounds like such fun for the youngster. This is probably going to cost a fortune.
Well, it's really good fun for the youngsters, but obviously, like I say, the thing for parents as well is that it's all about the road safety. So, you know, if you can help them become a safer driver when they do come to 17, I think obviously it's well worth doing that. And people sometimes, you know, have the odd lesson. Sometimes people come every month some people kind of ramp it up as they reach the 17 age. You can use it as you see fit, but it is great fun for youngsters. They really do enjoy it.
Yeah, you're doing it in December, in March, in May, in July in Northern Ireland at the Macro Car Park in Dunmurry. How much does it cost?
So lessons start from $34.95. And then obviously it depends how long you want to have that lesson for. We do offer things like parties as well. So, we can kind of cater to every need.
So you could actually have your, say, 13th birthday party with permission from all the other mums and dads that Jimmy, Josephine and five or six mates are going driving.
Driving, yeah. Okay, that's a different one, isn't it, to add to the usual kind of bowling and cinema and soft plays, all those kind of things.
Yeah, for people who can afford it, I think it is an excellent idea to allow children in a controlled environment to get an understanding of how a car works. As you say, how a pedestrian looks when you're driving, the feel for the distractions within a car, and just a general awareness, because whenever a 17-year-old gets behind the wheel, they're always so jittery, so nervous, so out of their depth, because they've just changed seats from passenger to driver.
Absolutely.
So I can see the wisdom in what you're doing.
And if you think about when you're 17, there's so much going on in your world in terms of, you know, exams and life in general and your priorities and hormones and all those things. Whereas if you think about an 11, 12-year-old, they're like sponges. They just absorb information, and they're very, you know, they like to accept what you're telling them. They're very open to safety messages. So really, it makes a lot of sense to start talking to youngsters at a younger age about driving and helping them to understand the responsibility of being behind the wheel of a car.
And have people expressed much interest here locally?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been amazed, actually. There's been a real surge of interest over the last few days in particular. So, we're delighted with how popular it seems to be.
Well, you've given many lessons across other parts of the British Isles, and now the parents, the guardians, can make their decision if that's the way they want to spend their money. It's another option. Shona Nutter, thank you for speaking to me.
Lovely to speak to you. Thanks very much.
Lovely speaking to you. So there you go. It's coming up on 10:20. Would that be up your street for your kids? Feel free to give us your opinion.